child went out to play and there was a dog you, and I said, be careful, that dog might
bite you.
And if he comes back in and say, oh, yes, he
bit.
And you might say, well, that is a bad dog. He has
bitten you.
Everybody that comes around. Okay. And in a herd of cattle, what do you call the male?
The bull.
And in your background, do you remember the farmers avoiding using that word in front of women?
Indeed, I do.
What your mother or your grandmother?
They'd just say the male. Actually, up until I stopped working at the stock pen about 7-8 years ago, I was hesitant to say bull in front of people myself, but I say it's just commonly bull and heifer, whatever.
Oh, that's in my background, too. We grew up saying, and it seems absurd now, the male cow.
I know it, the male cow. You didn't, but...
just did not have bulls.
No.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
It's strange.
But where I work now, it's just a matter of speech.
Sure.
You think anything about it.
Right. Okay. And a little one when he's first born is called a
baby. You mean a
yes, not a cow or a bull, but a
calf.
Mm-hmm. And do you, if it's little, do you have a word for it when it's a female to distinguish it?
Little heifer.
Okay, and
a little bull.
Okay. And if a cow is expecting a calf, you might say, or your husband might say, well, Daisy is going to.
Yeah, we've been in the dairy business and I should know this. Calf tonight.
Okay, going to calf.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I think that's not what they used to say, though.
Uh-huh.
What did they
you
used
heard
to say?
Depression?
Mm-mm.
No. Uh-huh.
Have a calf.
Find a calf.
Find a calf.
Uh-huh.
Find a calf or drop a calf.
Okay.
I've heard all those expressions.
Okay. And the male horse is a...
Stud.
And was that a word that wouldn't have been used around women?
Yes.
What would they have said then? Male horse?
They just did say the male horse.
Uh-huh. Okay. And the plural of horse is?
Horses.
And the female is a?
Liar.
All right. And if you're going to get on a horse to go somewhere, you say, well, I'm going to
ride the horse.
And yesterday I
rode the horse.
And I have
ridden
every day and so forth. Okay, if you couldn't stay on, you might say, I fell
off the horse.
And if a little child went to sleep in bed and found himself on the floor, would you say the same thing? He
fell off the bed.
Okay.
Or he rolled off the bed.
Okay. And what are the things you put on a horse's feet to protect them?
Horseshoes.
And the part of the horse's feet that you put the shoes on would be called
his hoof.
And two of them are
hoofs.
And the game that you play throwing those things.
Horseshoe.
Okay. And the male sheep. Do you have sheep around here?
No, I never have had sheep. They've been around, but we've very few have ever been around. The ram?
Okay.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's one of the words, uh-huh. And the female?
I don't know, really.
You
yes.
And what do they have on their backs?
Wool.
And the male hog is a?
Sow.
The male?
I mean, no, that's the boy.
Uh-huh. And the sow?
The sow.
The female,
right.
Get away from you, no. Okay. And what about a castrated male hog? Do you remember? Remember that?
Oh, I should know that.
Remember Barra?
Yep. The Barra.
Okay. And